What's up,
you guys? Hi, Dusties.
What's going on?
How are you guys?
Y'all, I'm tired.
Yeah, and cold.
And it's freaking cold.
It's cold. It was like in the 80s last week, and then we are 40. We're in the 40s.
It's freaking ridiculous. Jesus, what are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't like to question the man, but hey, let's chat.
I'm scared I'm gonna get sick. Like,
no,
you guys
literally
get sick with like rapid temperature changes.
My friend just said she feels sick. She was like, my throat's hurting and I don't feel well.
I was like, no.
And like, you know, because like, okay, so it was cold then hot, and like, you don't want to take your jacket off because you know, hey, if I take my jacket off, I'm already sweating. I'm going to be sick. Like,
yeah.
But you hot, though.
Yes.
But I'm sweating, but it's also the wind is blowing and it's cold. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. I'd just be so confused.
I know. And now the pollen's coming out, too.
Oh, my goodness. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I need to take my vitamins.
I need to get some vitamins for real because my immune system is shit.
I know, and I eat like shit too, so
I'm
definitely not consuming.
It's not good. It's not good. It's not a good situation all around. Good health shot.
Yeah.
Everything, mental health shot.
Everything. Oh my God.
What is this episode dedicated sponsored by?
I thought it was. Thank you to our sponsors, the Nashville Potholes. Use code We Should See Not for a free flat tire.
Okay. Oh, shit. Ben Axis. That too. Golly. It wasn't even a pothole. It was a pot patch.
Yes, it was
big.
Yeah, some of them go across the highway.
I was like,
there's nothing you can do about it.
You see my braids?
Yes, and then sometimes they like come out of nowhere and you can't slow down because you're on the highway.
Can't.
So it's just like,
I was like, God, please be a tire and just stay strong. Oh my God, and they're so deep, and the mother ones are deep.
Yep.
Our car's already low to the ground. Hell, our car's just gonna be first, but like,
I know, just, I was like on two wheels.
Literally, it's just gonna be nose first in the pothole. Wheels just gonna be up in the back. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
Thank you, sponsors.
They fixed some of them, but not all of them. Now y'all got more work to do.
I know. Oh my gosh, your birthday is next week. Great. Let's sing you I'll sing you the birthday song in Spanish.
Yes. I'm ready.
Here we go.
Wow.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños, querida Destiny.
Yes.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
Hey! Yes. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Y'all give Destiny a shout out on her birthday.
Oh my goodness, I'm out in these streets. I feel it.
What are you gonna do for your birthday? You have dinner plans in Dallas?
I think we're gonna do brunch because I'm working that evening. The Nicki Minaj concert. I know. I wanted to work it though because I want to see Monica. Don't care nothing about Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Don't care about her. Yeah. But Monica's going to be there.
Okay,
opening.
Okay.
I love Monica.
Okay.
So we'll be working that. And then I think Saturday, I think we're going to a cookout or something. One of his friends having a cookout. I was like, I don't care. So I think we're going to do brunch though. I told him I wanted to do brunch. So
we'll
do brunch on that morning at some point. Yeah. Or maybe after church. I really need to go to church. I ain't been in a while.
I feel like the older I get, the more of a brunch person I've become rather than dinner. I want to be at home.
Oh my gosh. Literally, me and my homegirls, we be doing brunch. And this is the first time we did dinner. And we were just like,
yawning.
We're old. And they mothers, not me. Yeah. They are. I'm like, what's my excuse? I'm like, hell am I so tired?
Yes.
I love a good brunch, though.
Yeah.
I don't know where we'll go. Maybe we'll go to, like, First Watch. I like First Watch. It's right across the street.
Oh, yeah. First Watch is good.
They got good drinks, too. I like their drinks.
Yeah.
So
sometimes they can be a little overpriced.
This is true. This is true.
You know, I wish there was an IHOP by me.
I like IHOP also.
They opened up a Waffle House by me. Does he keep... you guys, my cat keeps tapping Destiny on the shoulder. He's just like, hey.
He's like, hey, hey. Tap, tap, tap. He's like, you know what to do. But scratches quickly.
He's so needy.
He's like, where have you been? My goodness. But yeah, you said a Waffle House? I like Waffle House.
Yeah, they opened up a Waffle House down the street. I just need an IHOP. IHOPs, dude, they used to have, like, some seasonal skillets. I would go there every weekend.
Really?
Oh, my cholesterol was probably so high.
That's what I was telling Dallas. I think I eat too much salt. Because anytime I go to work and I get hot, my fingers swell. And I'm like, that's not good. I have to take my ring off. And I'm like,
Oh my God, maybe you should get that checked out. Oh my God.
I was like, so let me put this on my necklace. Because my fingers should be like, I'm like,
Oh my God.
It, actually, it don't be that bad. So, but yeah, I was like, I'm going to do better about that. I think I eat too much salt.
Yeah, I probably do too.
Eat too much salt.
All right. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let me talk to you about this story that I saw in the news this morning. Oh God.
What done happened now?
There's some alligator.
So what?
That was confiscated in upstate New York. Dumb. Oh my God. It's a 750-pound alligator named Albert.
Oh.
And he was confiscated by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and the SPCA was also helping out with that. The owner had gotten him from Ohio from like some sort of reptile show.
Mm-hmm.
And
was he supposed to get that big though?
I don't know, but he was keeping the reptile illegally. Oh. Like, you're supposed to have some sort of special license and training to keep.
I feel like you should.
Animal like that.
Yeah.
So, I know he had some sort of license that had expired, but I doubt he had the training and all that stuff that you need to keep something like that.
Crazy.
It said, the owner of the home had built an addition to his house and installed an in-ground swimming pool for his roughly 30-year-old alligator.
30?
30-year-old, and allegedly allowed members of the public to get in the water to pet the unsecured alligator.
That's insane.
And then they were, like, interviewing people and, like, his neighbor and stuff. And the neighbor was like, oh, he's fine. Like,
Albert comes over all the time. I'm like, please.
Listen, I saw the video and I didn't know. I didn't know much about Albert. I saw the video and the alligator was, like, standing like this. Like, his neck was, like, like that. And I was like, that don't look right. I was like, his spinal conformation doesn't look right. And you can see also his eyes are, like, white. I was like, he's blind, too? And so I was reading, and yeah, it turns out like the SPCA and like those environmental protection people, they were like, he has a bad spinal conformation and he's blind.
Oh God.
And I was like, I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
It's so, like, you can tell in the video, I'll show you. And then like the owner, he was like saying, none of that is true. I'm like, we can see it.
Like, he's been neglected.
Like, I don't, they were saying, the neighbor was like, he takes good care of him. But I'm like,
You think the blindness comes from nutrition?
I was going to say, maybe some, like, nutritional deficit.
Mm-hmm. That's insane. It's not funny. Poor alligator.
They said, even if the owner was appropriately licensed, public contact with the animal is prohibited, and grounds for license revocation and relocation of the animal. So the officers, the environmental conservation officers, worked with local PD, as well as the county's SPCA to seize the gator. Here's where it says, the reptile is experiencing multiple health problems, including blindness in both eyes and spinal complications.
Mm.
Albert is now being cared for by a licensed caretaker until he can be properly transported for permanent care. Analysis of additional evidence seized during the warrant and consultation with a licensed veterinarian will determine any future charges. Owing any animal classified as a dangerous animal, including alligators, is illegal in New York unless the owner has a dangerous animal license from the Department of Environmental Conservation and has appropriate training, experience, and facilities with required safeguards. Well, people are just like think that they're above the law.
That's exactly what that is, because that's literally insane.
Let me show you this.
Oh God!
Like this poor thing. I just can't.
Like, this is true,
and the alligators.
And like, we just see, like, are we blind? Do you think we're blind? You think the general public's blind?
And like, we can see.
Baby, he has a hunchback. Are you serious? None of that is true. Baby, his eyes are wide. His back is humped. Look, he has a backpack on. Come on now.
I know.
That's insane. That is insane.
But yeah.
I really want to know what happened to his back, though.
I feel like with exotics, it all has to do with, like, the husbandry.
Uh-huh.
Also, he was, like, 700-something pounds, and that pool was, like...
And it wasn't easy for... It was, like, a pool. And so, yeah. Like, him having to get out of it was probably weird for him to...
Yeah.
Did you hear about that shark that's doing stuff?
Shark that's doing stuff?
Let me find it. Okay, so, it's a shark named Lee Beth. It's a 14-foot great white shark, and I think it's they have a tracker on Lee Beth. Like, she be everywhere, right? She's at the mouth of the Mississippi River. Like, she be everywhere.
Oh my god!
Like, she was in South Carolina, like off Hilton Head in South Carolina. Is that where she got captured and they tracked her? They put a tracker on her. She's been all the way to the beaches in Texas and now in Louisiana, swimming over 26,000 miles. Whoa. Since her release. Like, she just be like, la, 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 la. Like, she's just been chilling. Sis, just like, she on a tour.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Lee Beth.
So she's on her tour. So if y'all see Lee Beth, tell her what's up. But yeah, sis just been chilling.
Lee Beth.
If she goes in the river, I'm going to know something.
Did you see, speaking of the river, they found that guy's credit card, the bank card, Riley Strain, the college student.
Where they found it at?
By the river.
They did find it by the river.
They found a card by the river, yeah.
Do we think he went in it, though?
I personally think he did.
You think he went in?
Yeah.
Without anybody seeing him get in? The company moves pretty quick.
And then you got, like, scuba divers out there. But also, I feel like, who leaves their friend alone that messed up?
Okay. That's why I don't ever like to go out and get too drunk. Honey, folks, you got to be watching. Because people are so... It's just not many good people in this world.
Yeah. There's still something going on with Kate Middleton.
Where is she at? Somebody said on Twitter, they said she's supposed to be making an appearance on Easter.
Oh, yeah.
They said, now she's trying to upstage Jesus. Friendship.
Oh, I also saw this. 9 people are dead and 78 others are hospitalized after eating sea turtle meat in Zanzibar. How do you say that? Zanzibar?
No, I don't know. Zanzibar?
What? Sea turtle! They're so cute!
People died eating sea turtle meat.
They're all endangered as it is.
That is insane. Why would you want... I don't know.
You don't know. It doesn't seem appetizing.
It does not. I'm like, well, I guess, I don't know. You know, country people, they be eating turtle. But it ain't sea turtle.
Really?
Just normal turtle.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I knew about, like, frog legs or whatever.
Frog, squirrel, raccoon.
Raccoons? Oh, my God. They're going to get worms.
Okay.
I don't know. Have you ever eaten frog legs?
Girl, no.
Neither.
I haven't tried much.
Alligator bites?
I do like alligator bites. They taste like chicken.
They do. They're very good. They're like dry or chicken.
They're very good. I've had those before.
Yes. I love Cajun food.
Slang. Oh my lord.
Right. I have a weird story.
Okay.
And it's titled, I think something shapeshifted behind my apartment.
No.
My 3-year-old son suffered from chronic ear infections last year, which led to him having high fevers. I slept with him on this particular night because I needed to give him Tylenol throughout the night. I set my alarm to wake me up around 2:30 a.m. When I woke up, I went to the kitchen to get the Tylenol. I noticed a bright light shining into the apartment from our deck door, which also illuminated part of the woods behind the apartment. When I went over to see what it was, it turned out to be a car with those bright LED headlights in the parking lot to the far back right of the apartment. I figured they were dropping someone off. I saw the movement of what resembled a dog walking around near the woods. I started to think that the lady who usually walks her dog, a cute little corgi, in that area purposely faced her car in that direction so she could see while she walked her dog. As I got closer, I realized that there was nobody out there walking a dog, and there was no dog. I don't know what it was that I saw, but I'll describe it in the best way I can. At first, it looked like a dog, about corgi size. But as it walked closer, it looked like your average house cat. Then, it looked like a black bear, and then it looked like a koala.
What?
I live in North New Jersey, where there's farmland and lots of woods, and no wild koalas. At this point, my heart is pounding out of my chest and I'm scared. The fear I felt was a primal type of fear I have never felt before. I ran to my bedroom to wake up my boyfriend, and I shook him awake very roughly. I yelled, "You better come see this." He was a bit annoyed with me. When we look outside together, we see this thing getting closer, and it looks like a skunk now. A white stripe down the center with a perky, fluffy tail. I chuckled and said, "Oh, it's just a skunk." I felt a little embarrassed that I woke him up over a damn skunk, but at that moment, I also felt relieved. However, I was mistaken. As it walked, it looked as if it was struggling to find a form. I thought it looked like it was falling apart, but also coming back together again at the same time. I know this doesn't make sense, but it's hard to find the words for what I saw. After the skunk formation, it looked like a person crawling on the ground with some type of fur or skin attached to them around the leg. Then it changed again and looked like a raccoon, a groundhog, black bear, cat, koala, deer, and skunk. The part that stuck out to me the most was that it seemed to be coming apart or shedding, but at the same time, it was growing. Whoever had their headlights turned them off as it went deeper into the woods. This happened pretty quick. I'd say it was only about a couple of minutes from start to finish. My boyfriend ended up going back to bed, but I couldn't sleep afterwards. So I grabbed a flashlight and shined it into the woods to see if I could see it again, but it was gone. I also opened the door to see if I could hear anything, but I couldn't. It was very quiet. I had a very hard time going back to sleep that night. My boyfriend wasn't scared, but he was confused and stunned. He didn't know what to make of it. I was scared and creeped out. I know if I hadn't woken him up to see it for himself, he most likely wouldn't have believed me and would have chalked it all up to me being groggy from just waking up or it just being an animal. Unfortunately, I know what I saw and I'll never forget it.
These people are too eager for me. They're too curious.
The part of, like, it was crawling around as a human.
No, absolutely.
Some sort of piece of skin hanging from its leg.
Nah.
No.
Hell no. Hell no. So y'all are too damn eager. I'm closing my damn blinds and going back in the room. Yeah. Oh, that looks like a dog.
going back to that?
No, man, of my business. Because obviously this is something not of this world. At least it was like, see, I was like, okay, if it's shape-shifting from animal. When she said it was like a human, it looks like it was crawling. Pissy.
Oh.
I would die.
I hate whenever, like, horror movies have people crawling around on the floor.
It scares the fuck out
of
me. I know. I don't like the crawling. I don't like it.
People were saying that it was probably a skinwalker.
I'm terrified of those, too. Nope. That's why I don't like being around the woods.
I know.
I don't like it. Creepy I'm not shit. Interested.
Yeah, this was definitely nightmare fuel for me.
So she was just up, just trying to shine her light. Girl, please. Girl, go to sleep.
I also felt triggered with the car with the really bright LED lights.
I hate those cars
so bad.
I hate them. Even when they're not on bright, they're still bright.
They're so bright. Yeah, I had one of them like behind me at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and I was like,
I'm like, why are you freaking? And I be blind to people and I'm like, oops, I'm so sorry. I'm like, turn them shits off.
Yes.
Yeah. It's awful.
I was like, we're in the drive-thru line, please.
Like, why are your brights on?
And it was
on?
Like not even night. It was like afternoon.
I'd be in the car like trying to move to the side like, yeah, let me drive this way. So it doesn't blind me. Oh my lord.
I'm glad that somebody else saw it.
Right.
With her.
He didn't seem, he wasn't upset enough for me.
Yeah,
though.
He was like,
okay. What do you mean? Okay. See, the baby, we were been packing up. They were like, why are you moving? Gotta go.
Mind your business.
Gotta go. I ain't telling nobody. I ain't telling the soul.
I know.
He's talking. Does he get on and ride it though?
No. He's fairly like unbothered by the Roomba.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Dogs are like terrified of that.
Does he get on it and ride it around?
No, but I love those videos.
I do too. The cancer. Just like. I seen one. The Roomba was coming towards it. He like put his paw on it and turned it a different direction.
Oh, I saw that one. He was like trying to start a fight with the other cat.
And it come over. He's like,
no,
not right now. This is serious business.
Oh gosh, yeah. So that is our scary story of the day.
Lord.
Why do scary things always happen between like 2 and 3 a.m.?
I don't know.
What is it? Because it creeps me out. Even like having to wake up to go pee.
The freaks come out at night.
I look at my clock and I'm like, 3. I think I could just hold it.
Girl, I just go, I'm like, choo, 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 choo. I'm back. I try not to get too awake. You know, you're trying to stay sleepy.
Keep the sleepy as much as you can. Just like, yeah.
If you could change, if you could shapeshift, what animal would you shapeshift to?
Do I have to be restricted to one animal?
Oh, you trying to have a plethora. Okay. I guess depending no. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Depending on the circumstance, you know, like, maybe I have to be a dove.
Okay.
On someone's windowsill.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what they're doing.
Right. I think I would be like a big white wolf.
Oh, see, but you would be noted, I guess. Well,
and see, I'd just be like, and then disappear. I just show up to people, they're like, we saw the great white wolf. I'm like, yeah,
I guess we're like trying to like scare people.
It's just ominous. Yeah. Like, why does he show up? Why does she keep showing up? Then just disappear. Then it'll be a legend. The great white wolf. She appears to you, and then good things happen. Or something.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of. No, didn't we say a story of the white dog and the black dog?
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The black dog shows up, something bad happens.
Yeah.
It's like a bad omen.
Yeah.
But like the white dog protects you.
Okay, maybe I'll be a big black wolf, and good things still happen. Yeah. I don't know. I would probably be some type of bird also. Maybe like an eagle. I want to be able to fuck something up if I need to. Like, try me, not you. Try your mammy, not me type shit. I don't know what I would do, though. Just be like, it's moseying around. I don't want to be like a deer or anything because people be trying to kill those.
Yeah. Was it you that said the deer here are like mile markers? Because it's so true. I was like driving down the highway and I was like, oop, there's a deer. Oh, there's another one.
So many.
There's so many.
And they be like on like the interstate.
Yeah.
And they're just dead.
I know.
Just like, damn.
Let me tell you some funny stories that happened to me this week.
Okay, I'm ready to hear.
There's this dog. So he's really friendly. Uh-huh. So the tech went in there and the mom was saying that he like nips, like pinches with his front teeth. And that's his like way of saying like, I love you, or like giving kisses, mm-hmm. which is, I've never seen that before. But immediately after she said that, the dog pinched the tech's crotch and like tried to pull her pants down.
No, I would have died. I'd have been like, hey.
And then she brought him to the treatment room, and I was like writing my notes, just minding my business, and I felt someone pinch my butt. I like turned around, and the dog, it was that same dog, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, that's what he does. Just assaulting everybody.
Like, you couldn't go for a leg. He's like, no.
It's like, that is assault, sir.
It's like, ma'am, you need to get him where he'd be on the list.
You can't say that in any other profession.
Like no.
My patient pinched my butt.
Like, no. I'm like, did you call the police? did we call the police? Do we know who they are? Oh my god. And literally, they just put their whole nose in your crotch, just like.
Oh my god. I hate whenever they do that and I'm like talking to the client and I'm like trying to educate like on whatever thing they had a question on, and their dog's like.
Just in your butt, in your crotch. I'm like, okay, enough.
You know, like trying to ignore it.
Like, please. And like, a lot of these dogs be tall, and I ain't the tallest person in the world. And they kind of like, I'm like, hey.
Yes,
hey.
Yes.
Lift you up off your feet.
They do. Oh god, it's so embarrassing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that happened to me. This nasty dog. Sure. So this dog was intact. Just male things like gross me out. I was like, why is like the male gender just like so gross?
They're disgusting. Disgusting. On every shape, form, fact. The worst.
Gross. Mm-hmm. And I did a rectal exam on them so my technician was like restraining. I did a rectal exam, but whenever I was like palpating, he started humping my tongue. And she was like, ah! And I was like, ah, sorry! And it was the same tag that the dog pinned her.
She just went through it. She just got sexually assaulted all day, didn't she? She's the weed. I would have been like, please. Had a dose.
The fact that it happened to like this technician makes it 10 times funnier.
Yeah.
She's just so funny.
Goodness, poor thing. She had a rough day.
She did.
She had a rough day.
Well, it's so funny, like, thinking about them as humans. Like, yeah, my patient humped me.
Today. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
During a prostate exam.
Yeah. And he just started humping the technician. Oh my goodness. We had a dog. We had to remove a toe. And they told me, they was like, yeah, he had a zip tie around his toe. And I was like, okay. So did nobody think to question as to how this dog got a zip tie all around his toe to the point where we had to amputate the toe? Anybody? No? No? Nobody questioned it? I was like, am I crazy?
How did he get
this? Exactly. Nobody knows. I was like, why are we not questioning this more? Because zip ties just don't magically appear on toes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, cinched down?
Yes. Mm-hmm. To cut off the circulation to the point where it's not good blood flow. How did he get a zip tie on his toe?
Yeah. That sucks.
Nobody knew. And so we ended up having to remove it.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw this story floating around on the web, mm-hmm. Of like this dog coming in to the clinic, and it had a rubber band around its muzzle.
Oh my god.
And it had gotten so deep, it was like all the way to the bone. Mm-hmm. And the clinic had reported it to animal control, or to, I think it was animal control. Mm-hmm. And then the client wrote a bad review to the clinic saying, don't bring your dog here for treatment because then they'll just report you to animal control.
That needs to be reported.
Yeah, what? Like, what?
How
like,
did that even?
Right, like trying to like turn it around on them.
I had a patient come in for bad ear infection. I'm getting ready to clean the ears. I lift the ears up. It had hair ties on both ears. The child had put hair ties on both of the dog's ears. And it was cutting the circulation off to the ears. And why the dog had an infection.
Oh, wow.
It was so bad. I was like, ma'am, there's hair ties on your dog's ears. It was just rotting.
That's so sad.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I had that happen to me once. Mm-hmm. And it was a small dog. And I had, like, looked at its ears. And the lady had put the it was Bose, and she had put the rubber band like around the pinup, and then I was like, oh my god, it just came out. Uh-huh. I was like, oh my god, what? And then she was like, that's how the groomer put them. And I was like, but they're trained to not do this because it will make the ear fall off. Like, I feel like she was lying. Trying to like say that the groomer put
She's
it that
like,
way.
Who's the groomer? Because okay, so why are you not upset?
If that's true, then you need to report that.
Oh god!
Nice try.
People are insane. Please watch your kids around your dogs and cats.
Yes.
Your dog's going to let them do almost anything. Literally, they were tied so tight. I mean, it was one of those dogs that had the real floppy ears.
Aww.
So she was like, pigtails. Your dog about lost his ears. So
that's so sad.
Shenanigans, truly.
Oh my gosh, I can jump rope now.
You can?
Yes. I was like,
congratulations.
I'm so proud of myself. I was like, look at me go.
Wow. That's so good. It's fun, isn't it?
It is. And it's like,
you can do different types. You can skip.
Oh god, I don't know.
I used to run and just
that's cool. I don't know if I'm at that level.
Yeah, girl. You're going to be a pro. You may be in one of those, you know, those jump rope competition where they go real fast.
Like, what is that, a Disney movie with Kiki Palmer?
Jump in. Yes.
Did they do like a jump rope competition? Uh-huh.
They do the double dutch and then they went.
They
speed.
Made it so intense.
I was like, go ahead, Kiki and Corbin Blue. This is good.
Corbin Blue, isn't
this
it?
Is, this is the good stuff. This is cinema.
I've seen, because like St. Patrick's Day, I've seen Luck of the Irish.
Oh, that's cinema.
I need to watch that. I completely forgot. Doesn't he just get smaller and smaller?
Uh-huh. Like, the mama was small. The daddy started shrinking. Not the daddy, the granddaddy was shrinking.
Oh, okay.
He was like. Then they were like, this land is your land. I love that movie. It's such a good movie. It's my land.
Okay, this is a funny story that I saw. This says, I have a mortifying story for you. I work at a 24-hour ER, and we had a dog come in completely uptended. It was a giant Rottie mix, so we had him on a gurney. It was about 1 a.m., and I was getting a TPR on him and went to get a temp when I was informed he had gotten into bathroom trash and eaten approximately 7 to 8 used tampons.
Oh, God.
Ew. The owner had seen him vomit up at least 2, and then, not thinking, I proceeded to try for a temp. See what looks like a cotton hanging out of his ass? And I pulled out the tampon.
Oh, God.
I have never seen anything like what followed. There was so much pressure behind the tampon that a fire hose of diarrhea just shot out of his anus and covered my right arm from shoulder to fingertips, got all over the floor, and sprayed a 4-foot-wide countertop, contaminating everything, including a roll of paper towels, a few iPads, and the sink. Oh. What makes it even better is that after we spent 20-ish minutes cleaning it up, the doctor came over and did it again.
Oh my god, another tampon was coming out.
Oh. Most staff there that night were horrified, and the smell lingered for 2 days across the entire hospital.
I would have had to go home. Like, I've gotten poop on me.
You just leave the clients.
Fine. Take the arm.
Take the arm.
Like,
chop it off.
Don't even eat this, really. Put in his arm.
Oh, God.
That would ruin my day. That would absolutely ruin. That would wreck me. I would have been like, no. It's like, how do you, that smell is not coming out anytime soon.
I hate that smelly diarrhea.
Oh, it's not going anywhere. Like... I would have been in that. I'm like, we're shutting this whole exam room down. I'm bleaching the whole place. Open every window, every door. Oh my God, I would have lost it.
I remember one time looking at a patient because they came in for diarrhea and just like lifted up its tail. I didn't even take the temperature yet. Lifted up its tail and it shot out. Like, it almost, I like dodged it.
Oh
like,
my God.
It shot out like diarrhea. I was like, I dodged it so I moved my head so quick and it was just like on the wall.
I just do too much.
Oh, good times. This post says, what are you starting to dislike more as you get older?
Girl, everything. People.
People is my number one.
Children.
Traffic.
Noise. I hate a loud noise. I hate a loud noise.
Yes.
People not listening to me. I hate that.
Something that irks me is people that don't listen to their voicemails whenever you call them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's like I left a voicemail. Oh, what did you... No, go
and
listen
you
to your
to,
voicemail.
You have to, repeat the 10-minute voicemail again.
No. And then I love it. Oh, it would get on my nerves even more. Is they be like, I got blood work and y'all didn't call me back. Oh, the notes right here said we left a voicemail. Did you happen to take a gander?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I said, well, the voicemail said. Oh.
Oh, you smacked the heck out of me with your tail just then, buddy. He has a long tail.
He flicked it so hard.
Goodness. Do you think you'll ever get a cat?
Maybe when I get a house. I wouldn't mind a cat. I want it to be a funny cat, though.
A funny cat?
Just get a funny cat. You got to enjoy it. You can't be one of those boring cats that don't just look slick.
Yeah.
Like, your cat cracks me up. Like, it needs to be a funny cat.
Well, he's loafing. Look at him. I put his prevention on and he was mad at me for like the whole day. That is all the content that we have today. It's pretty short. A short episode.
Yes. So sorry, you guys.
Be consistent, you know.
Listen, it'll be alright. Y'all will be fine. Yes. Get what you get and you don't throw a fit, okay?
We're trying our very best,
okay? Just thank y'all for tuning in. We shouldn't yawn so much this summer.
it's just a full episode of his yawn. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Send us your stories or email us stories@weshouldsyounot.com. Follow us on Instagram. That's where we post most of our things.
Yes.
And support us on Patreon. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much. Bye.